As you open your mind, let life be the thought. As you open your eyes, let life be the glow. As you open your ears, let life be the melody, layer after layer after layer. And hopefully that melody is in 528 hertz frequency. You know what day it is, you know what time it is, and you know you are listening to the Inside Hour on bbsradio.com with your host, Dr. Leonard Horowitz and Reverend Roxy. I am happy to say that the rain is falling and the air is clear and all is well and peaceful here on the Big Island. I hope it is true for wherever you and yours in the universe today. I just want to tell you, it is so wonderful to be full of the breath, to be full of the spirit, to be full of life, and to realize it as a spiritual power. This is the Insight Hour, and this 528 love frequency that we're going to be discussing this evening and getting you to begin to discuss what frequency pleasing and experimenting with the sounds and frequencies in your life. We're hoping that you will, and I pray that you will invite yourself into this conversation. We are waiting for you. We want to answer your questions or hear your experiences, and this is what talk radio is all about. So I pray, and now I'm going to give it up to the Creator, and I'm going to bless you all in this hour. And now I'm going to bring in the man of the hour, Dr. Leonard Horowitz.
You know? Yeah, Reverend Roxy, what a beautiful introduction. Thank you, sister.
Oh, you're welcome.
You're welcome. Awesome.
Thank you. Thank you. So are our listeners.
So is the Creator. And so the Creator created all these wonderful people to be awesome. Isn't that amazing?
It is true. It is truth.
You know, I love the subject that we're going to be sharing tonight. And I want to share the toll-free numbers to call. We've got actually now we're on two networks with BBS. The Inside Hour is being carried by two BBS network frequencies. And you can pick them up and you can get engaged in the conversation now by actually not only going online, but giving us a call on 3 toll-free and 1 toll-bearing telephone numbers. This is the one for Canada. I know we have a lot of Canadian listeners. So here is your toll-free number to call to get engaged in this discussion about the love code, the love electromagnetic frequencies of divinity blessing humanity at this urgent time in history. It's really vitally important. It is the topic of much intuitive consideration and concern as to how do we commune fully with our divine creator as well as each other. It's vitally important subject that the 528 love frequency, that divine harmony, is really all about for the salvation of humanity so that we can fulfill our destiny to become all that we can be, you see. So here we go. Here's the toll-free number from Canada. It's 888-228-4494. That's Canadian toll-free, 888-228-4494. In the United States, two toll-free numbers. They are 877-876-5227, and if that line is busy, I'm going to give you a second one. First one is 877-876-5227. Second one is 877-270-8714. That's 877-270-8714. And thanks for giving it up to the Creator, Reverend Roxy. I'd like to also just acknowledge our sponsors, not only BBS Radio, Don Newsom, Seth and Engineering, doing a great job tonight, as always. Please, get online, make your donations, contributions to BBS Radio. As little as $2 a month will get you access to the most wonderful archives, including all of the Inside Hour archives, and that is well worth your $2. 20 dimes gets you that. So that's number one. Number two, I want to thank HealthyWorldDistributing.com. We are in operations and we continue to serve humanity. by your donations and contributions and the Creator's direction. So if you purchase anything on healthyworlddistributing.com, all the great books, tapes, DVDs, CDs, healthcare products that we've recommended over the years and have gotten a lot of tremendous feedback and lots of love and thanks for giving and sharing with humanity. And so please do that, and you will be blessing our ministry, and you will be able to continue to hear not only the Inside Hour, but also be able to realize that whenever we publish a book or another DVD, and we are just now, I know I've been saying this for the last couple of weeks, but it's really happening. We shall ship, I pray to the Creator, by next week, Monday, the first In Lies We Trust, totally complete, finished, in the box, in the can, and it is absolutely fabulous for you to wake people up. In fact, in a minute, I'll read to you what is on the back cover so you can get an idea of what the latest 2-hour and 30-minute documentary that we've produced with your support is really all about. That should be shipping next week. So I want to acknowledge you for continuing to support our ministry and our educational outreach initiatives, our programs, our legal battles in Hawaii. This is another press release that we're behind the eight ball in getting out to you, but the first student was actually allowed into public school in Hawaii because of our work and because of your support. The tuberculosis skin testing mandate has been dropped for the first student in Hawaii because of the work that we have done. So that is a, you know, it's not winning the war, but we've certainly won that particular battle, or at least winning that battle. And we hope with your support to continue applying the political and legal civil suit pressures that engaged this issue and this literally transformation in public health policy, which is actually genocidal policy masquerading under the guise of public health policy. So we thank you for that support. Any of the books, tapes, DVDs, CDs, the products, healthcare products. And if you have any health questions, a lot of people have been writing in. We're engaged in the time where this information is vitally important for your physical salvation as well as spiritual evolution. So a lot of people are ailing. 2/3 of the world's population are on their way out. They're on their way off this planet. That is not only scriptural, it is scientific, it is actually what's taking place when you really begin to understand the full depths of the malfeasance operating under the guise of national security and public health policy. You begin to realize that genocide is alive and well, not only in the United States, but all over the world. People are being taken out, most lucratively by cancer industry, most lucratively by the drug side effect industry, most lucratively by the nutritional poisoning industry, most lucratively by the water pollution industry, and that ultimately what's taking place is that the blind, those that are ignorant and know not what they do, that they are at high risk for disease and death. And that's what's taking place. So if you're wondering how come so many people that you know and your family and friends are dwindling and sick and ailing, then you can begin to realize this is part of not only the judgment, the karma that's been generated by our stupidity, our ignorance, our poor choice-making, and that, in fact, continuing to elect and even re-elect lunatics that govern based on payoffs, political payoffs, the prostitution that they render, instead of the divine service to humanity that they need to be rendering. Ultimately, that is a choice that is coming and bearing its fruit. And its fruit is not sweet. It's very sour. It's very it's very, very disturbing, is what it amounts to. So we're doing our best. I know that you're out there listening because you're doing your best. You wouldn't be listening unless you were. And this is additional motivation. In fact, the Inside Hour, and again, thanks to Don Newsome at BBS Radio, we have come to you now for almost 3 years. And we have done this as a service because we need to maintain communication in this divine human community. And that's what this is all about. So we ask for you to, you know, send us your questions, and we're going to, I have some emails that we can talk about. And again, those toll-free numbers now I've given out. You're welcome to call. Join us. Ask your questions and concerns with regard to the health care issues that are being raised by the genocide. How do we get out of this? How do we boost our immunity? How do we make our temples, our Holy Spirit-filled temples, our bodies, full of seawater, ocean water, the divine co-creator. In fact, it is the creative juice of the universe. That's what water is. We've talked about that on previous Inside Hour programs. The question is, how do we use it all to uplift ourselves and create an impregnable temple against which no germ, no spiritual enemy of not only humanity, but divinity can take root and grow into a cancer or some other plague. So this is what we're doing here, and we welcome your support. We thank you for your support in years past, and please go online to healthyworlddistributing.com. That's healthyworlddistributing.com to buy books, tapes, DVDs, CDs, anything that you're buying in that store, I can tell you, maintains our ministry and our maintains our functions and capacity to continue serving humanity as we do. Reverend Roxy.
Yes, Dr. Lynn. Yes.
Let's talk about what's on your heart concerning this love tone.
Oh, Dr. Lynn, I am going to say it as clearly as I can say it and will continue to say it week after week until we all are enlightened. And I just want everyone to know that evil only touches those who yield to it. All right? I really want you to understand that. I want you to understand that whatever faith you have accumulated up to this moment in time, you're going to need it. And you have to understand that there is no power, no power on this earth that is over God's servants who are purified by the grace of God. Now, this is the reason why the matrix and the love code and all that it entails prepares you to begin to discuss and to dictate your feelings about the spirit. You see, people all talking about spiritual power. Everyone is looking for the person of the hour. And the person of the hour is you. You'll see. One by one, multiplied by the one. It is you. And that's what the Inside Hour is all about. It is hearing from you. Okay? It really is. What's working in your life? And this is where we begin to connect, because the message is what? Unity. And who is it that sustains us? The Creator. And who is it that will return in all of us, and we'll all realize how impotent our government and all of the politicians are, for they must operate under the very same laws that we are discovering now. And that to be articulated, folks, and that is to be experienced, folks, and that is why there's a Love Code seminar. That is why there is a book called Love the Real Da Vinci Code, because we are all part of this. What did you say, Dr. Lynn? Give it to them. What are we? Digital
man. Yeah.
Give it to them one more time so they can hear it and say it.
Okay.
It's better than supercalifragilistic.
Yeah, right. Okay, folks, here's who you are. You are a digital bio-holographic precipitation crystallization, miraculous manifestation of divine frequency vibration. And that central note, that tone of divinity, is the love frequency, 528. So you've heard the phrase, love hurts. That's Reverend Roxy's description of the 528 frequency of love. That's the central frequency of the electromagnetic color spectrum. It's the center of the rainbow. It's the center of the color green, or near the center of the color green at the center of the rainbow, which is the center of your heart chakra, the green heart chakra. And that means that the center of your heart is connected to the center of the universe. And this is the first scientific as well as spiritual and scriptural evidence that we have developed now over these last, five or six years. What a wonderful revelation to know that your heart is directly connected to the musical, mathematical matrix of the kingdom of heaven. And that's from where you come. You and I come from that source of love. And there's only one other emotion that is at the center of this whole amazing creation, and that is joy. And that's what your Creator's agenda is. Love and joy. Nothing more, nothing less. You don't need anything more. You don't need anything less. And the fruit of the labor of love and joy is everything that you see in this physical universe. The nine tones of the electromagnetic frequencies of divinity that creates everything. Everything in the universe, the nine tones, are the perfect circle of sound that we've revealed in the book, Love, the Real Da Vinci Code. You can get it for free online in a PDF file that's freely downloadable at lovetherealdavincicode.com. After you get done reading it online, we know that you're going to pick up the phone and call 888-508-4787 to order your copy, hardcover. That's area code 888-508-4787. That'll connect you to healthyworlddistributing.com, and that will be the place where you can secure not only the Love Code book, but also the Love Code DVD documentary. There's a two-hour documentary that's an experimental musical as well as a intellectual as well as graphic visual presentation of this musical mathematical essence of creation. And so I urge you to go online to the lovecodeseminar.com. We're hosting seminars in this regard. lovetherealdavincicode.com, where you can get the book and information. You can link from there to our other sites, including healthyworldstore.com, where you can get more of this information. You know, I want to talk about the question you raised, that's what's working for us. And I think that what's working for us, if I were to, like, nail that more than anything else, what I would say is that the fruit of one's labor is what works. It is how you can discern. You know, discernment is so vitally important today. You know, in a world full of deception, disinformation, manipulation, coercion, and enslavement, as well as poisoning of the population, discernment is vitally important. How do we know good politicians from bad ones? How do we know friends from enemies? How do we know anything about anybody else except by discerning? And that discernment today with this world of manipulation and deception is best accomplished by looking at the age-old wisdom that ye shall know them strictly by the fruit of their labor. Now, that's a vitally important issue that I actually have three times in this week alone responded to email questions about me being and accepting a knight of the Sovereign Orthodox Order of the Knights Hospitaller. Apparently, there's people out there, the last big person out there, or well-known celebrity person out there, who I have been told has been on the internet claiming that Dr. Leonard Horowitz has sold out to the global industrialists by becoming a Knight of Malta. Excuse me while I choke and laugh, because that's a gross violation, A, of the truth, and B, of this edict that ye shall know them by the fruit of their labor. If you have, number one, any understanding and a desire to know who the Knights, Sovereign Orthodox Order of the Knights Hospitaller are, the word hospital sources from this group of originally very empowered, spiritually driven Christian knights who set out to provide humanity and the impoverished people all over the world with clinics in which good medicine and love was administered. And this organization, by which I was honored and has knighted me, actually have been involved now and have already established several clinics around the world to do the same thing. They resurrected this organization, and I can tell you that the folks with whom I have worked now and have been invited to become a knight have very, very beautiful, powerful, sweet fruit to show for who they are and what they represent in the world. Now, those folks who are passing disinformation and lies, and by the way, you know, I don't really mind it, it's because the rest of the world is so stupid, they don't create any more waves. In fact, if you know, if you understand anything about controversy in the media, it doesn't make me sell any less books, or it doesn't detract from the bottom line sales. That's why the tabloids always cover, and all the stars, even though they moan and gripe about the fact that their faces and they're slandered on the tabloids, the fact is that they get bigger movie contracts when that happens, and more people go to see their films. So it doesn't disturb me that there's lunatics and liars out there that are spreading disinformation and character assassination against Dr. Leonard Horowitz. The issue is, let it be a lesson for us. How do we know who's right and who's wrong? How do we know good from evil? And the edict is, ye shall know them by the fruit of their labor. And if you compare, just for the exercise of it, any one of those people who are claiming that I have become a Christian, or I would, let's say, a Catholic puppet of the papacy, which is what they are saying, and that the Knights of Malta have owned Dr. Leonard Horowitz now, excuse me before I laugh, the reality is the Knights of Malta have nothing to do with this particular organization, the Knights Hospitaller, of which I've accepted the honor of knighthood. So this is, again, faith, trust. Who do you have faith and trust with, number one? Your Creator. And then from that faith and trust, you have this awesome opportunity. And this is the second part of, I think, this, you know, this mission tonight that I have to share this reality and this revelation, because it has so much to do, Reverend Roxy, with what you're really talking about, communing with love, communing with the real divine human community, that is the musical mathematical matrix of divinity that we can be engaged in as literal, not observers, not only just observers of it, and people who are entrained to it and engaged in it in a heartfelt bond and a peace of mind that it renders, because there's nothing missing, nothing broken in that divine frequency of love and that universal creation technology, the perfect circle of sound. There's no ego in it. There's no fear in it. There's no guilt in it. There's no deception in it. It is true. It is solid. It is the basis of righteousness, standing right within that flow, within that musical mathematical matrix. The optimal joy is where your head shuts down and your heart opens up, and you don't have to worry about whether Dr. Leonard Horowitz or Reverend Roxy Hampton or Don Newsom or Seth in engineering is bad, or they're making mistakes, or they're not to be trusted. No, you don't even have to go there, because the reality is that you are engaged in bliss, that's what love renders, that there's no fear, that there's no trouble, that, yay, we can walk through this valley of the shadow of death with the lunacy and the hypocrisy devastating humanity. We can walk through that insanity feeling free, feeling totally worthy and capable of manifesting joy and love, because we are the children of the Holy Heavenly Creator. We are, I am, you are empowered by that love. And that 528 hertz frequency, when we tune into that channel, I tell you what happens is that the mind shuts down and you experience, maybe for the first time in many years, if not your life, peace, a real inner peace of knowing, of solace, of safety and security in spiritual divinity. It's like Paul said in Corinthians, the only way for you to really know God is to know the Spirit of God. And to really know the Spirit of God, you have got to commune with your Creator. Commune with God. And that's not done in your head. That's what all of this yoga and meditation, all of the organizations that engage people in this level of oneness and peace and bliss in the alpha state of consciousness, where you become awakened to the fact that there is a spirit beyond your physical body operating, and that there's a spiritual realm in which there's warfare ongoing, and yet we can be at peace in divine connection and communion with our source. See, that's what the opportunity is. The greatest fruit is what's produced by your Creator. And the greatest blessing is that ye shall know them by the fruit of their labor. Look around. Look at all the blessings that the Creator gives us for freely, just totally for free. And that the celebration of this is what we should be doing and actually do with our laughter and our joy and our bliss. And bringing this peace is what the Creator blesses us with when we're right standing. When we're not living in sin, which means to be off the mark. It's a Greek archery term. When you shot your arrow and you were not on the bullseye, your arrow sinned. Likewise, when we're not in with the heavenly flow, when we're not communing with the musical mathematical matrix of divinity, blessing humanity, this is our opportunity to tune into that frequency. When we're not engaging that, we are in sin. And we have a choice. We can stay in that circuitry of lunacy, in gross deception, of lacking divinity, and then we've sold ourselves out for something less worthy, or we can make the choice to get out of our heads and into our hearts, to get out of this ridiculous, judgmental process which violates the dictum that ye shall know them by the fruit of their labor. We get into this concept of celebrity worship, where the images and the models that are portrayed in the mainstream media become what we think we should be, and unless we are, we judge ourselves harshly. That's lunacy. We get engaged in living life vicariously. It's not your life anymore when you turn on television, have you noticed? You turn on that boob tube, within 30 seconds, you're hypnotized. You're entrained in living somebody else's life. You want that? That's a choice. Yay! If your life stinks so bad or is so stressful that you got to tune out of your own life for a couple hours, go see a movie, fine, you do that. But when you do that, just realize that's not your life. And the reality is the greatest opportunity is in your life, in your own heart. Opening that heart, fully engaging the musical mathematical matrix that creates everything in the universe. Not just human beings, not just people, but the subhuman primates, all the monkeys. Go lower than that on the evolutionary scale, allegedly, because I happen to be a creationistic believer, but the reality is that whether you believe in evolution of the species or creationism, it doesn't really matter. All of those species have a consciousness. All of those species have DNA. All of them, therefore, have an antenna to the Creator. The Tesla coil called DNA in every cell, that's what it is. It's an antenna to the Creator. And that means that every single cell of every single organic creation, along with inorganic creation, the rocks, which are made of atoms and minerals, just like you and I, as we turn back to dust, we find that out, that when the water disappears from our Holy Spirit-filled temples, so goes our spirit, that Creator's blessing in that temple leaves, and that temple goes to dust. Ashes to ashes, dust to dust, we return to the elements that are made of atoms and molecules and subatomic particles, which are just like universes when you begin to study them in the realm of physics. You enter the quantum field of energy, the etheric realm, and that's precisely what it talks about in the Bible, in the book of Genesis, when it talks about the firmament, that the Creator's word, frequency, vibration, the love tone, 528 hertz, entered into the water out of which came light versus darkness. That means the light. You're searching for enlightenment. Realize that's the sound frequency first positioned and placed into the sacred creative juice called water that then the light came out of. So did the heaven and the earth, the darkness, light, the everything in the universe came out of the word placed or frequencies placed on the water. So the concept that every single cell and all of creation comes out of this musical mathematical matrix of divine inspiration, the reality is that that's who we are. We're connected, uplifted, sustained, nurtured, healed by that love. And that is the most important thing to not only aspire to, but to judge as the fruit of one's labor. Because that fruit is incomparable, incomprehensible, amazing. Just look around at this magnificent world in which we live.
Well, you're listening to BBS Radio, and this is the Insight Hour with Dr. Leonard Horowitz and Reverend Roxy. Yeah, Dr. Len, we are definitely talking about what and how we will attain true happiness in the ever now of the hereafter, which is now.
Amen.
And I know that you know, and I both know, and our insight listeners know that you're not going to achieve it through fraud or duplicity. And that it is the privilege of all of us to be able to listen attentively to good counsel. And so here's what I'm going to say about this here impression people got about you accepting a knighthood or a sir or any other title. Titles are exactly what they are, and I believe this, that you have and have created through your experiences in life a wonderful message for people to take, a message of hope and understanding about who we are as people. And I truly believe that through your love code and through us fine-tuning ourselves for perfection, that the mission we have is to train our wills and to explain clearly the implications of our conduct, to really understand the frequencies that we're putting out and how to begin to become more attractive and understanding how the whole world and the universe works. And anyone who has the cynical nature and is callous enough to want to be pointing out what they think about it in this here wonderful time when we should all be coming together in a message of unity, putting together all the pieces of the puzzle in terms of our research, then anyone who would stoop so low as to begin to point out what it is you're doing in your personal life or in your intellectual life or what you're doing, they must not have much faith in God. They must not be seeking the edifying material. They must be led by something else. And so that is my wind-up for you, and that the responsibility for all of us is to recognize that it's our conduct that is going to save our grace, save our butts, and it is our conduct that rests entirely on ourselves. And when you talk about the fruit, there's also the nuts. So all I have to say is that you know the definition of a cynic, and that's the unbeliever who really doesn't know anything, has no idea about the real value of the inner life.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Working. So as you do it, let that be the boomerang for these individuals, and let it also be a message to all those others out there that feel that they need to talk about other people. I think if you listen back to the Inside Hour, we reserve it to talk about the beast, to talk about those who we know are doing wrong. We are the crusaders, folks. This is why we have the Inside Hour. This is where we're going with it. This is real. I live it. Dr. Lynn lived it, and all the valiant people associated and attracted to Dr. Lynn live it. And I have seen the faces of these wonderful people who have read his book, have been educated, uplifted, and given information informed. These victories that we are going to be having, these series of ha-ha and mercy and grace that we're going to have, because it's going to be hard for Dr. Lynn and Reverend Rossi not to be going, I told you so, not to be on the right line. I told you so, don't be going down there for that flu shot. I told you so, go talk to somebody about energy. I told you you can do this with prayer. I told you if you just sing this note, you'll never get sick. You know, and prove it to yourselves, folks. This is the experience. This is what you're supposed to be identifying with. This is what you're supposed to be analyzing, is all those positive influences in your life, and gravitate towards them. Gravitate towards the truth. Go for the light.
Hey, Reverend Rossi, that's awesome. You know, folks, I want you to know that Reverend Rossi is going to be our main host during the upcoming health retreat on the Big Island of Hawaii, December 27th through January 3rd. We're having a very special week, and Reverend Rossi is going to be there. I'm going to be there. We've got some other special invited guests. I know that Scott Huckabee is going to be performing his delightful music in the key of love. He's got a new album out, Live Love in 528, which is, I believe, an award-winning. It certainly deserves an award, and it's what Reverend Rossi is talking about. You want to prevent yourself from getting sick? Well, then don't listen to the Roman Catholic Church's dumbed-down A440 musical tunings played by all the music out there on radio today. Listen to the albums at Tetrahedron Records. You can now go to tetrahedronrecords.com and see some of the albums that we've produced now based on these revelations of the divine frequency vibrations that uplift us and all of nature. If you're wondering why nature is as green as it is, understand that it's the green color of the 528 love frequency that it's soaking up and emanating in its color, and that now we have retuned our instruments, and Scott Huckabee is going to be there in Hawaii playing a concert, at least one, perhaps more. We've got awesome. We've got Victoria Bliss, who is going to be is actually conducting trainings in The Secret. She's going to be there with us. We're co-hosting also with Reverend Rossi Hampton this wonderful event. So let me give you a toll-free number to call to get more information to register. It is 888-508-4787. That's toll-free, 888-508-4787, if you'd like more information. There's now, I don't know if there's too many rooms in the inn itself that are available. Most of us will be tenting it, and that's awesome. In Hawaii, it's a wonderful experience, and you'll have access to the Creator's Rainbow Spa, Hawaii's only lava-heated steam saunas, geothermal bathing pools. You'll be drinking and breathing the breath of the earth, and you'll be engaging with us in this extended family, this understanding of community and communion and sustainable living. You'll be eating organically, and it's a wonderful opportunity. Also, we'll be touring the island. We'll be showing you 1,000-foot waterfalls. We'll be swimming with the dolphins. And if you have friends or family that want to join us, again, call that toll-free number. It's 888-508-4787. There's one December 27th through January 3rd, and then there's another one in the spring solstice week of March. So you can go online and get more information. We've got a listing and a flyer that we can send you on this wonderful event. You know, I want to also mention that the new book, Love the Real Da Vinci Code, has already received international acclaim to some extent. It's now still getting out there. We've neglected to do a big publicity campaign on it because we've just been so busy. But the reality is that people, you can't hold. It's kind of like what Reverend Roxy was saying. You know, when you engage the darkness, the light dissipates you. When you engage anything but greatness, you drop to the bottom. Your energy drags you down, and the karma and the judgment that you render, as you sow, so shall you reap, brings you down. And the concept that when we live in righteousness, that is right standing in the musical mathematical matrix of harmony with divinity versus dissonance with the way that the Creator has established this amazing spiritual kingdom, this kingdom of heaven that is so near, it's right within us. It's in with every cell. That's what the DNA is actually broadcasting. And intercellular communications are heralding is this divine frequency of love and the rest of the nine tones. We know 528, the third note of the original musical scale, produces miracles because it is the miracle note. It's do, re, mi. Mi stands for mira gestorum in Latin, or miracles in English. Well, you see, when you're engaging that, you are going to rise to the top. And that's what this whole thing is. Like, you know, the naysayers, the people who have not engaged their own divinity, they are the ones that look suspiciously on others. Because, again, it's kind of like they haven't got their own life. You know, forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do. They don't know. They're in ignorance. They are isolated and alienated from this divine frequency of love, of truth, of righteousness, and that is the essence of healing and sustainability and longevity, is this magnificent energy flow. And so this whole concept that the Love Code delivers these revelations in a way that's very simple for people to understand, that's why people around the world are already heralding and singing the praises of the Da Vinci drawing called the Vitruvian Man, decryption, that is in the book Love, the Real Da Vinci Code. You can go back to archives and BBS Radio. We've had a couple shows where we've talked about the Love Code in more depth and detail. But again, in essence, in summary, for your awareness and for your continued research, as well as purchasing this book and getting the documentary and studying it and doing the exercises in it, because as you do, you will become more of the genius that you are. You will actually express more of your own divine gifts that you have. And that's what Da Vinci was doing. He was engaging what he called the monochord, what his mentors, Plato, Pythagoras, and Aristotle taught him to study, which was the monochord, a single-stringed musical instrument that played those nine tones of divinity to uplift humanity. And from that, he created, from that inspiration and that revelation, he created the Vitruvian Man drawing, the most famous art in the world. It is the icon for natural living and holistic healing. You've seen it millions of times. It is the sign of four arms, four legs, and a head, an image of four arms, four legs, and a head, a person standing inside a square and a circle. That circle is the perfect circle of sound. That square is the people we've been talking about who have no life. That square is the person that you become when you go into your head and not your heart. That square represents the cell of enslavement, the prison of the earthly dimension. The circle represents the cosmic creation, the creator, and the communion that lies within as an opportunity for us to uplift humanity through the communion with this divine frequency. The 396-417-528-639. Those, the nine total tones of the perfect circle of sound that those nine projections in Da Vinci's drawing are pointing to, and then you realize that it is not a Vitruvian man, it is a Vitruvian woman, because there's a woman behind the man who is smart enough to have stepped out of this box of earthly limitation. His penis is at the center of the square. It indicates, just like most men will tell you if they're really honest, that their penises have virtually run half of their lives. It's about satisfying that member. That's the truth. And there's also a heart in every man that can be opened to engage this greater, more sensitive, more intuitive, more balanced, more divinely inspired person within us. And that's the woman who has stepped out of the box of earthly limitation and engaged this musical mathematical matrix of divinity. So this is what the real Da Vinci Code is really all about. And so Love the Real Da Vinci Code book is extremely important, extremely revealing, uplifting, and affirming for those of us who are engaged in this spiritual evolutionary process of enlightenment. To be fully enlightened, I've mentioned this previously, you've got to engage and move through the depths of the darkness to be optimally enlightened. Part of that darkness deals with the genocide, the fact that our brothers and sisters, infants, are being taken out, poisoned, manipulated, mutated, depleted uranium, the poisons in the air, the water, the foods. All of this is a reality that we must grasp. If we are to grasp our full divinity, we must have compassion and empathy and realize that these are our brothers and sisters. This is our life blood. This is the seed of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob that is being taken out of ignorance. So that this we can't divorce ourselves from. So the New Ager concept and cop out that, oh, I don't want to think about that. It brings me down. I simply want to focus on the love and the light. Well, guess what? You have, by that ignorance, by that little literal a barrier, putting up a blinder, not willing to see this level of reality, you have divorced yourself from the process that you seek most, full enlightenment. And so the other option is to engage the truth that shall set you free. The full measure of the truth has the capacity to emancipate you completely. And that's the measure of the truth that we are seeking and disseminating in Love the Real Da Vinci Code. Get the DVD documentary is also being heralded as a very unique work and very positive and powerful. It is the DVD documentary. There's no video in it. It's 2 hours of graphics and text. I engage your not only your mind, but the visual as well as auditory sensitivities and information processing, whereby you integrate this knowledge and this information on a very deep level. Get the book. At the end of every chapter of the book are exercises, literally mathematical exercises and written word exercises. Now you will understand when you do these why Da Vinci wrote backwards. He wrote backwards not for secrecy. He wrote backwards to embrace divinity. That's what he was doing. When you write backwards, when you realize English is probably the greatest aberration in language creation, The fact is that language, the Creator's language, beginning with the Creator's sound, word on water, that creates. All spoken word creates. Your words create, whether it be your relationships or everything else. When you realize, for example, that your negative thinking patterns actually are like seeds planted that manifest and come back through this musical, mathematical spinning matrix and spin like a hula hoop right back to you. And that the reality is that we're creating our destiny in this way, not fulfilling our divine destiny, but creating an aberration, just like our language is. English is alphanumerically reversed from Hebrew, Sanskrit, ancient Aramaic, the sacred languages. This is part of the revelation that you get in Love the Real Da Vinci Code, also in the book Walk on Water, which is a little bit more technical. It's for your technical readers, your doctors and your PhDs, and those researchers or healthcare professionals who are engaged in energy medicine or energy healing and natural healing. That's what Walk on Water, the book Walk on Water, is best for. But if you're an average lay person, get the book Love the Real Da Vinci Code, and at the end of every chapter, do the exercises. You will be following in Leonardo da Vinci's footsteps, and what the road map is this Vitruvian woman. It is a road map to divine human communion for the masses. What a blessing, what a gift Da Vinci left behind, and it is a privilege and an honor for me to come forth with the revelations of what that drawing really is all about. Reverend Roxy, we've just got a couple minutes. Do you want to share something about anything that you've got going on? I know that the Turtle Party is active. I know that Dennis Kucinich has been engaging with you. Please tell us what's new from your perspective, and close out the show for us.
Oh, you know, I just want to let everybody know, you know, when I talk in this spirit, I am moved by the books of inspiration, and it never seems to fail that I can open up the book. I open up the book, the 1 John chapter 4, verse 8. What does it say? It says, "He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love."
Amen.
See? And then when you start opening up this book, and that's why a lot of people say, well, I'm a Christian, they say. I don't know if I can get into this. How do I know that the devil is not in this?
Right.
They ask all these kind of questions, and I want to let everybody know this is not a time to be asking questions. This is a time to truly open up that book for yourself and read it for yourself. That the only way that we as a race of people are going to survive and come through to our divinity is through love. Okay. And it is that the one come and simplified it so well. You know, we've got 10 commandments or 150 million codes, and now we just have one. He said, love one another. That's the test. Is what is happening coming from love. You all know what it feels like. You know what it feels like to be in love. You know what it feels like to be out of love. And the whole idea about life is to stay in the flow, to stay in the love, to stay in the divinity. And that is how you will know. People will take your breath away when they are practicing this. And when you start to practice, you will then know God. And if you know God, then you will know love. And it will open up for you. So you have to get yourself to these classes. Whether you are Muslim or whether you're the Christian, you got to understand how you fit in the matrix. So you got to understand a little math. You got to pay attention. That's how we become aware. And this is what life coaching is all about. This is what Dr. Len and Reverend Roxy all about. This is what the Inside Hour on BBSRadio.com is all about. So I'm hoping that you feel the spirit coming through the phone and over. I test it. Listen to the archives. Listen back. Listen to what Dr. Len is telling you. Listen to the Mission Possible on Sunday, as I predict that not only in the spirit, but also we have to deal with our economic health and all that is coming for a lot of us in terms of, you know, paying the piper and all of that. So you're going to need great faith, as you have the faith to find the money that you need to pay the man, because you can't live in both worlds. And then once you settled up, you've got to learn to stay in the spirit, which means is that just when it comes down to Yeshua, Jesus, or Isa, or whatever you want to call this great man, he said, give unto Caesar what is Caesar's and whatever is given to God. So you've got to remember, what is it that we want to give up to God? We want to show that we recognize each other as the divine and start practicing it. That's what the Inside Hour, that's what the Love Code is all about. There's nothing else to do but to go to the music, folks. So that's Reverend Roxy. That's why I'm here in Hawaii. That's why I'm looking for you to come visit and to interact and to eat out of our gardens and to breathe the fresh air and to do what is necessary and to just be and stay in the love, folks. It's exciting.
Amen.
How's that, Dr. Lynn?
Love it, sister. Oh, thanks for listening, folks. Thanks for joining us on the Inside Hour. Same time next week, 9 o'clock Pacific time, midnight on the East Coast and Hawaii time. What's that, 6 o'clock out there these days?
Now, we got a time change coming up soon. Some people are going to be falling back, and so I think it affects how we start in terms of telling the people on the East Coast and those stations where it is. So check your BBS. I know it's coming up November 4th or somewhere along there. We go with the time, and some people change and some people don't. So check your BBS radio schedules, because I'm sure that they will make you aware of the correct time.
Yeah, and better yet, check the Creator's time. We're on the Creator's clock anyway.
Yeah, or just get the archives. That way you don't have to worry about it. Just get the 24.95 and just check out all the wonderful hosts, and then you'll be able to never miss the Inside Hour or Mission Possible, because you have it right there downloading. To
yeah, so you're on Sunday night. You're still on Sunday night.
I'm still on Sunday night until my sponsor says no.
Okay.
So I don't know. I think I might have gotten the plug, but I got to check it out. I'm hoping I get one more show in to wrap things up and then call.
Well, if not, you're going to be a fixture with us here on the Inside Hour.
Oh, definitely. I'm not going anywhere. We might have to consolidate a little bit, but we'll see.
All right.
Ministry. All right. Well.
Love you, Reverend Roxy. Love you, folks. Thanks for listening. Dr. Len Horowitz signing off.
Right.
Don Newsom, love you. BBS.com. BBS Radio.
Read the words a little slowly at first.